Wiggy. Great choice this morning. I feel like we're right back on the deck at the Newport Resort, the Newport Island Resort last night.
Rooftop.
Wiggy was spinning the hits last night.
Yeah. Who sings that?
William Devon.
Let's keep it that way.
Boy, that's a classic right there.
Curtis, you were in bed.
I was.
Wiggy, we were out at the fire pit.
Yeah.
And Wiggy was spinning the hits last
night. Yeah, well, Ken was spinning.
You were dictating.
No, I think we were all collaborating. No, it was like the Patriots. It was a collaborative effort.
No, Ken had the spins.
Barry White. You brought up Barry White.
Yeah, we played some Barry White. Yeah,
that was a classic song right there. William Devon with Diamond in the Back.
Some good tunes last night.
Did you guys like haze Ken? He's really disappeared.
I don't know what happened.
He's a working man. He's busy.
Yeah, he's probably doing some
work. I think he was getting fresh air, and he hasn't come back. Yeah.
Well, listen, we are at the Audrain Newport Automobile Museum with an unbelievable amount of great people. Thank you all for being here. I thank Jay Leno for being on the show.
His knowledge about cars is like
it's unbelievable, right?
Yeah,
he does.
Wow.
I want to say a special thank you. I got, as always is the case when we do these road shows, some incredibly generous people. And I want to thank, is it the Barbera Insurance Agency? Is that how I say that? Say that right? Brought a $1,000 check for the Greg Hill Foundation. So
shout out to them.
You guys are unbelievable.
And a gift box.
And they brought a gift
box. Yeah, it's over here.
It's all the same.
Everybody got a gift box?
Yes.
Okay.
This one's yours. Am I allowed to just open up yours?
Yeah, you can open it up, but we got to get to Nick Costa.
I know. Just some Lindt chocolates virgin olive oil.
That's Greg.
I'm going to dive into that chocolate.
That is nice.
All right, Nick Costos is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. And Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app and listen to You Better You Bet to get all of Nick's inside information. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Extra virgin, the best type of olive oil.
Oh, what's the other type?
Just regular virgin.
Oh.
You, Nick, not a virgin.
I mean, I have a kid, confirmed, not a virgin.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Nick.
There's other ways to get kids.
Except I will say, when people first meet you, they think you're one.
Maybe that's true.
The bag of sand.
Are you a car guy, like Wiggy is a car guy, or like Jay Leno is a car guy?
I don't know much about cars, but as I've gotten older and do better financially, I've started paying more attention to cars. But I don't know much. No, not the way that they probably Leno is a famous car guy, right? Has a million cars. Oh, no, I'm not like that.
Yes.
What car do you drive?
I just got the new, the Genesis 80. I actually think it's better than BMW and Mercedes.
Okay.
And I was pumped because I am making a bet that in a couple years, the Genesis is going to be viewed on the same level or if not better than the BMW and the Mercedes.
Oh, get out of here.
They're coming down the price, too. And they actually will pull out where you don't even have to be in the car. You can just hold on to the remote control.
I got rid of my BMW forward to get a Genesis.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What is the missus driving?
The missus also. She got the new Genesis truck also, the G80.
Yep. Wow. That seems like you have some type of deal going with a local Genesis.
I thought the company was trying to clear the spreadsheets out of bankruptcy. How the hell is this happening?
Well, I texted David Field, and I cleared it, and that's how it happened.
Yeah. Holy
nice hell. Vehicle, Nick.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a game Sunday here. Are you staying away from it?
Well, side in total, yes. I just think it's a really tough game, right? I mean, I'd like to bet Miami just because Mike McDaniel and, by the way, that stoner dude, Motif, surfs up everyone, works great when Tua's the quarterback. When it's not Tua, it's a freaking disaster.
When Tyreek Hill is dressing you down on the sideline, it doesn't work as well. And you're staring ahead. Yeah.
I love that we had to get the reports Dolphins won't trade Tyreek Hill. You think? And also, we're going to rush Tua back in week 8 from this traumatic brain injury, and now everyone has to hold their breath every time he gets hit watching these games. In any event, I'm not going to bet the game side or total, but there is a prop bet that I really like on the Patriots side. I texted Shime this before. I heard his SGP. I want to go over on Jalen Polk receiving yards. New England's second-round rookie receiver. I think he's really, really good, and he's emerging as the clear number one now. Seven targets last week in the loss to the 49ers, and once Drake May gets into the lineup, I think we're, like, rocket ship taking off for Jalen Polk. His receiving yards prop is in the mid-20s. I think he gets into the 40s in this game, so Jalen Polk over receiving yards on Sunday.
We were talking about this earlier, Kostos. The Jets early morning England game. To me, this could either be, I don't see it being close. I either see the Jets playing sort of like they did against the Patriots or a total complete dumpster fire. Where do you sit on that one?
Well, my daughter turns 5 months on Sunday morning. And for her 5-month birthday, I will apologize to her first thing Sunday morning and tell her, Daddy made a huge mistake. Because Daddy on your birthday is backing, or your 5-month birthday is backing the New York Jets in this game against the Minnesota Vikings. I like them. This is Minnesota now. The expectations have totally changed with the Vikings, where now instead of having to keep games close as an underdog, like, now you need them to win against a really good team. And I acknowledge, like, this is like Bobby Fischer in Deep Blue against me in chess with Kevin O'Connell against Robert Saleh. But at some point, like, I think the Jets are going to put a better game together than we saw last week against Denver. I will begrudgingly, not one of my favorite picks, but I'll take the Jets on Sunday morning in London.
Nick, would you lay 3 for Green Bay at the Rams?
Yeah, I would. I think the right point spread in the game is 3.5. It was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now we're kind of like in between the two. The Rams defense is really bad. And an alternate way to play this game, if people think the Rams can score, which is certainly possible, bet Green Bay's team total over. Green Bay's going to score a ton of points in this game. Green Bay -3, Courtney, is a bet for me on Sunday.
Nick, this game, we're going to find out if one team is for real and if the other team, Bill Belichick, keeps getting closer to. Pittsburgh-Dallas.
Yeah, this one's, it's really tough. I think that once Micah Parsons is officially ruled out, we might see close to a 3 in this game. Pittsburgh's a 2.5-point favorite on Sunday night. My lean would be towards the Cowboys in a low-totaled game, getting 2.5 points. Now, games don't often land Wiggy 2 or 1, but when there's a low total, like more field goals are kicked, it's more possible for that to happen. Dallas does have the better quarterback in this game, Dak against Justin Fields. 2.5, I will actually take the points with the Cowboys on the road in Pittsburgh.
Nick, a federal court recently ruled that you can now legally wager on elections. Who do you like and why the first week of November?
Well, what's the current line? Do you have it?
I can give
you a good answer.
Curtis said it's a pick 'em.
I mean, pick 'em, I don't really have much of a desire, but I would say this, like, betting elections generally sell the news. So a couple months ago, when Trump was a big favorite over Kamala Harris, when Biden dropped out, you could bet Kamala Harris. Then Kamala gets the huge bump after the debate, and Kamala's a favorite. Then you can bet Trump. I would generally sell news when betting politics.
Okay. Sell news.
Sell news, all right. Okay. Does Kamala have home field advantage?
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah, she gets 3 points for that.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, where I'm from, Kamala gets 7.5 points of home field advantage in New York.
All right. Anything you got? Any kind of lock? Any kind of weird lock for us that you like?
You want some? Want some baseball?
Yeah.
I think the Mets are going to beat the Phillies in that series. Mets have, and like people, and now it kind of makes me sick to think about some of the Boston teams of destiny as a Yankee fan. Mets kind of have the team of destiny vibe going on right now with the Pete Alonso homer last night. And we saw the Phillies do this a couple times recently, guys, win in the wild card series and then like go to Atlanta and beat the Braves as an underdog. I think the Mets do that to the Phillies here. Mets plus money in that series against the Phillies. Everyone is going to bet the Padres against the Dodgers in the NLDS, and sometimes everybody wins. I'll take the Padres to beat the Dodgers, sets up a Padres-Mets NLCS. Give me the Tigers against the Guardians in 1 ALDS. The Tigers have the best pitcher in the series in Tarik Skubal, who's going to win AL Cy Young. And I am very, very nervous about the Yankees-Royals series as a fan. My betting advice, honestly, I would actually bet the Royals, who have better starting pitching, but I will root for my New York Yankees in that series.
All right, that is Nick Kostos, the host of You Better You Bet. You can get it on the Odyssey app. And Nick, thank you so much for taking the time. Great talking to you.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best luck. And I'm serious, like, check out the Genesis. I may get referral points if you do.
It's a good-looking car.
I know. I'm on the website.
It looks kind of like a Bentley.
The G80, yeah.
It doesn't look anything like a Bentley.
It's called the Baby Bentley. That's actually true.
And, I didn't even know that.
And the SUV, I told you, the SUV, your wife can pull it out of, pull it in and out of parking spots just with the remote.
That or Nick, who says who's the better driver?
Yeah. My wife.
Well, you don't even need,
now you're back to Jay Leno and the female driver.
No, no, you don't even need nobody in there driving it. You can just hold the remote and it'll come out for you.
Can we get to the Wiki tea we got from Talina yesterday?
Sure, Talina's here.
Oh, could she share
Where is Mrs. Wiggins? How about a round of applause for Mrs. Wiggins?
The star of the show.
We got the whole family wag section. We got Courtney's mom over there.
Yes.
Where's Lindsay? Where's DM?
She's right
there. Oh, there she is. Round of applause. Round of applause for DMs. I couldn't see her. Are you going to die?
Your Brett Favre moment earlier.
Wow.
I mean, I was worried.
Such a senior citizen.
Let's get some ginkgo biloba.
Talking about Brett Favre, like Jay Leno was still on air.
Yeah. So embarrassing. Sorry about that.
Nick, who do you like this weekend? Do you have Unitas over 200 yards?
Ooh, the great Johnny Unitas. Great reference, Curtis. All right. We could get some tea on Wiggy. And also, Wiggy, I think, is going to drive a vehicle. He's going to drive us into the weekend.
I love it.
So we'll
if
probably,
it's night,
are we going to be able to do that on Twitch? Catch we are, Eamon? All right.
Ken. Just drive around.
He's back. I saw him.
Good.
Here he is. A lot of people watching the show on Twitch and on YouTube today. So
I love it.
If you're not, you can go and we'll. They're letting. I don't know why they're doing this. They're letting Wiggy drive a very expensive automobile.
Ooh.
We'll do that next. We'll be right back from Newport, Rhode Island. You always impress. Always impress. And we'll be right back.